Nobody gets into maintenance for the paperwork. But somewhere along the way, the clipboards piled up and the spreadsheets multiplied. Good technicians spend hours per day on admin instead of turning a wrench. MaintainX was built to give that time back. Preventative maintenance runs on a real schedule. Automated, assigned, and nothing slipping through. With MaintainX, work orders go out in seconds, and everyone from the floor to the front office knows what's due and when. So your team gets back to the machines, not the paperwork. Over 14,000 companies are already running on MaintainX because the people who keep the world running deserve tools that actually work. Try MaintainX free at MaintainX.com. That's MaintainX.com, an Autodesk company.
Latte for Keenan?
That's me.
Hey, you're...
Yeah.
Buying a car online on AutoTrader?
Really? But unlike other sites, you can start online, test drive with a local dealer, then finish online or at the dealership.
Cool. Enjoy.
Buy your car online on AutoTrader. Really.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ever Google a money question and end up 12 tabs deep with 12 different answers? This podcast is your shortcut back to clarity. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast breaks down financial decisions with a team of trusted journalists. They explain the why behind decisions like investing, home buying, and choosing credit cards with clear, research-backed insights. No jargon, no misinformation. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
Talk 830 WCCO Sports with Mike Max.
Well, thank you, Paul. Thank you, Bun. Happy holidays to all your two listeners.
You may be optimistic there. I think it's one. Thank you, Bert.
Wow.
Bert got the zinger in.
Bert gets the zinger in. Yep. Bob Lertzma always ends with that one to me, too. Yeah, those guys think those are real original from back in the 70s. And that passed as humor back in the 70s when they played, I always tell them. We're a little more sophisticated now, but if you guys want to stay there, that's fine.
Yeah, well, I went on. Look, in fairness, I went on to apologize for any future hurricanes impacting the Fort Myers area. But... he didn't have any response to that. You doing okay, Maxie?
Doing good. How you doing?
Yeah, I'm doing okay, you know, getting used to the morning hours. Filling in this week, Vanita. Do you know Vanita?
I don't.
Yeah, she's amazing. She starts in early January here in the morning show, and she's going to be incredible. So you're going to really like her. She's curious. She's personable. No ego that I can detect. She knows her stuff, and I think she was a smart choice, a great choice. So I'm looking forward to that. What's on your sports Doppler this morning? What are the stories you're tracking?
Lots of stuff going on in sports. It's signing day week. Tomorrow's signing day for the colleges. And so you're looking at the transfer portal versus who's going to just sign as prospects in. I was talking to one of the fathers last night of what's become vogue for a lot of these players, these high school kids, is they graduate early from high school and then they leave in January and they get an extra spring with their college team. And this has become, I think, too much the norm because a lot of them are good athletes that miss out on their high school basketball season or wrestling season or track or baseball, whatever it is in the spring, and they miss out on prom and they miss out on some of that stuff. That goes to being a senior in high school, but that's become, you know, everybody's afraid they're going to get behind if they don't get to college as soon as they can. And so a lot of kids are doing that. And that's part of, you know, signing day this week is to see, you know, who's going where and will they enroll so that they're eligible and then they get the transfer portal and all those things. The Gopher basketball team plays tonight against Texas Corpus Christi, and they have obviously have become the darling story of the fall and winter here with what they've done and the number of games that they've won and how they've won them. And at Michigan, of course, specifically on Saturday, they should be able to win these next two, and then they return to Big Ten play after the first of the year. But they're setting something up here, Paul, that people love the barn to go to games that really understand the barn. And it hasn't had, obviously, a lot of reverberation over the last several years, but they will come back really quick to that venue for Big Ten basketball if the product out there, if they like the product out there. And it's going to be really interesting to see if they can bring those masses back to Williams Arena, because it is one special place to watch a game, but only when it's packed and it's that kind of environment.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm with you. I've been to a few games there, and it is amazing. When there are fans in the stands roaring their approval, there's nothing like that. Hey, Maxie, I want to ask you about the Wild. They're playing the Hurricanes this evening. The Wild still getting it done more times than not, right?
They are. They came back. You know, they lost twice over the weekend, and so they come back from that road trip. And Jonas Brodin a little bit banged up, etc. But and Carolina's really good, so this is a good test for them tonight. But it was, it was interesting. I was listening to Dean Evason, their head coach, the other day, and you know, we talked about this a little bit the last hour. But you do really when you're a coach right now. You wake up every morning and, you know, it used to be the first thing you'd think about was, you know, how are we going to do the power? What are we going to do for drills? And now it really is, I hope no one has COVID. You know, it really is, you know, and you don't think about how conditioned the Vikings lost a couple guys yesterday to the COVID list, including Alexander Mattison. Well, if Dalvin Cook gets hurt again on Monday night, and if Alexander Mattison's not available and Adam Thielen can't come back from an ankle sprain, you got some real issues because Mattison could fill that void and he might not be able to. So every day, you know, that whole coach's mindset, really the whole organization's mindset, is so much different than we've ever seen before. Because the first thing you think about is, I better check my text to make sure nobody has COVID.
All I want for Christmas this year is my health and the health of the people I care about.
Yeah.
Or the health of everybody. I have to ask you before we go, Maxie, what'd you get me for Christmas this year? Can you give me a hint?
It's a secret, but I think it'll wear well in the summertime. My vision is you on the boat.
Really?
No.
Not another. No, I'm not going to wear that CCO thong. I'm just not.
No, this one doesn't have CCO on it.
You're so bad. You're a bad influence. Yeah, the Speedos, the European look, it's coming back. No, it's not. Well, I pray it doesn't. Mike Max will be listening.
Well, then you don't have to worry. My thought is then you don't have to worry about people getting too close to you and giving you COVID as long as you're wearing it.
That's right. They'd be tracking me on Doppler. Thanks, Mike, for that. And I apologize to listeners for that mental image. Nobody should have to hear that. Thanks, Maxie, for making us laugh. All right. It's been a rock and roll show. A lot of stuff going on. A few highlights, including Dr. David Hilden, the latest on the crush of people in hospitals statewide. That's next.
Nobody gets into maintenance for the paperwork, but somewhere along the way, the clipboards piled up and the spreadsheets multiplied. Good technicians spend hours per day on admin instead of turning a wrench. MaintainX was built to give that time back. Preventative maintenance runs on a real schedule. Automated, assigned, and nothing slipping through. With MaintainX, work orders go out in seconds, and everyone from the floor to the front office knows what's due and when. So your team gets back to the machines, not the paperwork. Over 14,000 companies are already running on MaintainX because the people who keep the world running deserve tools that actually work. Try MaintainX free at MaintainX.com. That's MaintainX.com, an Autodesk company.
Latte for Keenan?
That's me.
Hey, you're...
Yeah.
Buying a car online on AutoTrader?
Really? But unlike other sites, you can start online, test drive with a local dealer, then finish online or at the dealership.
Cool. Enjoy.
Buy your car online on AutoTrader. Really.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ever Google a money question and end up 12 tabs deep with 12 different answers? This podcast is your shortcut back to clarity. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast breaks down financial decisions with a team of trusted journalists. They explain the why behind decisions like investing, home buying, and choosing credit cards with clear, research-backed insights. No jargon, no misinformation. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.